First John chapter 2, verse 22 to 26. Amen. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same have not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son have the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. My Lord, precious Lord, thank you for the word of God. But most of all, Father God, thank you for eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
Not this life. And we thank you for this life. We thank you for the horizontal relationships we have with our loved ones, our wives and our children and our neighbors and our co-workers, our cousins and nieces and uncles, whatever. But Father God, our relationship with you is the greatest relationship a man or a woman can have. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, here's John, and John is all about Jesus.
Yeah.
All right? This is a John that sat at Jesus' breast. This is a John that Jesus loved. John was all about Jesus. We talked this morning about Moses' relationship with God and how Moses was always in the presence of God and God's character was found in Moses. We find Jesus' character found in John. And John is talking to these believers who the world is trying to seduce. The world is trying to seduce them to believe that you don't need to know Jesus Christ to go to heaven. Isn't that the word today? Isn't that the message today? You know, I was talking to him in the locker room at the gym, talking to a guy and a believer, and we were just firing it up, and the people were coming in. But my message was, you know, folks believe all you got to do is die and you go to heaven. There's no reason for anything else. All you need to do is die and you're on the way to heaven. That's so damnable. And the world has been seduced to believe that. And in believing that, they're saying, well, I don't need a relationship with the Son or the Father. And this is what was being taught by the Gnostics in John's day. Same thing. Bible says same yesterday, today, forevermore. Same message. And I think a lot of preachers and a lot of people who profess to know Jesus is almost intimidated by the world to correct them. They need to be corrected. They really do need to be corrected. There was guys in the locker room who, I didn't know if they knew Jesus or not. We were just talking. And he looked over at us and he nodded his head. He nodded his head in agreement with what we were saying. That's all he did. Who is the liar? Verse 22. Who is a liar? You know, the greatest liar you will ever meet is one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Remember I said Christ is the Messiah. Okay, remember I tell you all the time, you'll hear the Honorable Louis Farrakhan talk about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus as a good prophet, a good teacher. He's on the same level as all the other prophets. He's a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
And then John goes on to say, if somebody deny that Jesus is the Christ, you ought to run from him. And you know, it should be one of the first questions you get. If this church ever, something ever happened, you say, I can't go there no more. If you go to another church, first thing you ought to ask the pastor, is Jesus the Christ? Got to get that right. Because when he gets that right, he's saying that he was born of a virgin. He died on a cross and he was buried and he rose on the third day. Got to have all that to be the Christ. Okay. Christ can't still be in the grave. Whosoever, verse 23, and I'm going to stop at 25. Whosoever denieth the Son, whosoever denieth the Son, the same have not the Father. John makes it a point that they're inseparable. They are one. You cannot have the Son and you cannot have the Son and not the Father, and you can't have the Father and not the Son. That's what you hear me say. Somebody say, well, I believe in God, don't you? Do you believe that Jesus is his Son? Because you can't have a God without a Son. And you can't believe in Jesus without him being God.
Amen.
He that acknowledges the Son have the Father also. If he got the right Son. If he got the wrong Son, then he's not going to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. And that's a tough question for a lot of people. You'd be surprised how many people have a problem with that. Verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you. Okay? Which you heard from the beginning. Now see, when I'm studying, I got to say, what did they hear from the beginning? So I got to answer that question. Okay? Sylvia was talking this morning about study to show yourself approved, because if I just run by that and take for granted that you all know what that means, then I fail as a teacher. I fail as a pastor. Let that therefore abide in you, stay in you. Don't let it go. Don't let it leave. It's a permanent residence in you, which you heard from the beginning. And Cindy said, what did they hear from the beginning? If that which what you heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Okay, what did they hear from the beginning? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to salvation.
Amen.
The only way. There's none other name. Under heaven. Whereby a man must be saved. Okay? None other name. And that's what they heard from the beginning. And that's what you heard from the beginning. That's what all of us have heard from the beginning if we're saved.
Amen.
If we're saved, we've heard that from the beginning. People can say now, the message of Christ hasn't been preached. And people are getting saved. That ought to concern you. That ought to concern you, because, you know, I'm going to ask you, how did you get saved? Well, the pastor was preaching that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose from the grave. Amen. He is the Son of God. He is the way of salvation. Here's where I got it. Here's verse 25. Hit the brakes. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. That's interesting to me. That's interesting to me. And John is talking to these believers. He's talking to these believers. Maybe there's some people in there who weren't believers, but he was talking to the believers that was present. And he said, and this is the promise that he hath promised us. Us, not, he didn't say me. Okay. John said, the same way I got saved, you got saved. Okay. Nobody getting saved outside of believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Nobody's getting saved.
Amen.
That's the only way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Okay. And I'm going to give you a whole lot of scriptures to support that. We're not going far. And this is the promise that he have made us, Even eternal life. Now watch this verse. And this is the one I was trying to get to this morning in Sunday school. Because he made us this promise of eternal life. And watch what he says next. He said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Mm-hmm. Okay? And they ain't trying to seduce you like going out on a date. Okay? They're not doing that. That's not that kind of seduction. Okay? They trying to lead you astray from the truth. They trying to tell you that it's another way. There's other ways to get to heaven. That's not true. Y'all know that's not true. I know what y'all know. I don't know everything y'all know, but I know y'all know that. Okay? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man or woman comes to the Father but by me. Okay? St. John. This is the same John that wrote John 14:6. Okay? This is the promise that he had promised us. Eternal life. Listen. Let me support that. Because it promises to those who what? Believe. That word believe has trust all in it. That word believe has place your faith all in it. That word believe has hope all in it. That word believe has the grace of God all in it. That word believe. John 3 and not 16, but 15. Okay? That whosoever, John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him, him being the Son of the Father, they're inseparable, should not perish. Should not perish. Will not perish. But have eternal life. Eternal life. I like what Jake, when Jake was praying, he said, you get one shot at this. Okay? I'll be writing stuff down. I don't be meaning to be disrespectful, but when Jake and Jeremy be praying and Jerry be praying, I'll be writing stuff down. Because I hear that. You only got one shot at this. Okay? And you really, really, really don't want to wait till the last minute. Amen. And most of us in here, you know, I can speak for me and my wife. We are planners. We are planners. We don't like to do nothing at the last second. Okay? I was telling Ray, you know, and I said, listen, the worst position you can be in when you buy a car is to need one. Because, see, now you don't have time to evaluate properly. Okay? You don't have time to kick the tires. You need a car. That's a bad place to be when you're talking to a salesman sometimes. Okay? So if eternal life is so important, then we ought to be prepared for it.
Amen.
We ought to do some planning. We ought to do some researching. Okay? Now, I tell you as a story about the little boy. Y'all have heard it before. Bear with me. I'm not going to see. No, I just like the story. I know I've repeated it several times, but honesty hasn't heard it. There's a little boy, and the little boy's father had died. And the father was a traveler. He went all over the world. I don't know if he was a salesman, might have been in pharmaceuticals or something, but he traveled all over the world, and he would talk to his son about everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, he'd sit down and talk to his son about different landmarks and places that this country may have had that was unique to this country. And so when they was at the funeral, and people came to the little boy and said, your papa's in heaven now with the Lord. He's with Jesus. Like they do to anybody that die. And the little boy looked at the people who was telling him that and said, my papa never talked about going to heaven, and he talked to me about everywhere he planned on going. I just think that's such a great story. Paul writing to the church at Rome, and you know these verses, and Paul says this. Now watch this, because some of us only know half of this verse. When I was reading this verse, I realized that most of us only know half of this verse. Romans 6:23, and the half that we don't push is the biggest part of the verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we'll stop there, don't we? You can hear. Wait a minute. It says something else. Let me read it again in its entirety. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our life. Is it our Lord? Mm-hmm. Our Lord. Okay? So we cut that part of it off. Okay? Don't want to cut that off.
Amen.
You can't cut that off. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
He got to be Lord. John and John again, St. John 1:5-11. He said, and this is the record that God hath given to us. John liked that word us. This is the record that God has given to us. Us who want, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who came down from heaven and died on a cross for our sin. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. Watch this now. I don't want to miss the last part. And this life is in his Son.
Amen.
Meaning this life is only received by those who honor and recognize and worship him as the Son of God. And this promise they made to everybody. See, we can drift away. And I know this is callous. This is difficult. I kind of sat back and I kind of admired, you know, listening to Jeremy preach and listening to Jay preach, because I said, I know God working on them. I think I told Vaughn, I said, you know, I let him preach. Let God beat him up a little bit. Because, see, that word will beat you up a little bit. Now you got to stand up here and preach it, and you got your wife listening to you. See, Cindy listening, she listens. She'd get on the phone and listen to the sermon again, especially if I say something crazy. No one can show me anywhere where you can go to heaven without knowing Jesus Christ as the Son.
Amen.
Okay? You could be Mr. America. I told y'all I've been in a nursing home for the last 2 weeks, watching, what's the one they spin the thing around? Vanna White.
Mm-hmm.
Vanna White, we the same age. We look good for our age, don't we? She worth $70 million, though. But she can spin that wheel all she wants, Jake. And she can look good as she want to look when she die. But if she don't know Jesus Christ, if she don't know Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, her and her 70 million
ain't going nowhere.
How about that? How about that? All the wealth in the world don't get you to heaven.
Amen.
Listen to this story. John Paul Getty. Y'all know John Paul Getty? He's a billionaire. My billionaire. His son. Now think about this. Now I don't know if the boy knew the Lord or not, but he died. Imagine you if your father, you are heir of a billionaire, you die at 54. He died at 54. Now, I don't know. I can only imagine. Remember when they kidnapped him? He was 15 years old. Now, that's a good story to Google and search, the story of John Paul Getty. He was 15 years old, and they kidnapped him, and they wanted $15 million or something. And they cut off his ear and some of his hair and sent it to his father, and his father still wouldn't give the money. Because he couldn't write it off. He said, I can only give you $2 million and be able to write it off. The boy was a renegade boy. Okay? He OD'd I'm just reading what I've read. He OD'd, he had a stroke, he was paralyzed and partially blind. Now, I sit here and talk about people all the time because God speaks to us and he can just get louder and louder and louder. I would love to say, well, through all that, he had to know the Lord. He ain't guaranteed to go to heaven. Your wealth won't get you in. Your talent won't get you in. You can have all talent in the world. You can be a Harlem Globetrotter.
That's right.
And if you don't know the Lord,
amen,
you ain't getting to heaven. Okay? Yeah. Now, I'm just sitting here. I'm just being real. Okay? You can be accomplished. I think about this because I followed the O.J. case. I thought the O.J. case, when O.J. was on trial, I thought it was the most fascinating thing. It was so fascinating to me. And I think I still remember Johnny Cochran. And y'all know the Kardashians. You know how they got all that money from? They lawyers. They family a lawyer. So you can have Johnny Lee Cochran. You can have Kardashian. You can have Effley Bailey. Effley Bailey was considered one of the greatest trial lawyers of all time. They called it the dream team. O.J. had a lot of money. O.J. had a lot of money. Sylvia, you talking about money? He had a lot of money. You got them kind of guys working for you. You ain't going to jail for nothing. But you can be on the dream team, and if you don't know the Lord,
amen.
Okay,
amen.
Okay. No, I just want to give you a couple more.
Come on, you got it.
Like I said, I was at home for 2 weeks. I caught the tail end of the greatest movie that was ever made. Y'all know what it is, right? Not the Titanic.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. I caught the tail end of it. I'm like, y'all didn't tell me it was on. I didn't get to see the lion jump through the window. I love that. That's the greatest part. That's the greatest. I mean, that movie was made in 1939. Dorothy's gone. The lion's gone. The Tin Man's gone. The Scarecrow's gone. All the witches in Toto. They're all gone. And they made the greatest movie of all time. But if they didn't know the Lord as their Savior and Lord, one more. I love my veterans. I love law enforcement. I love when I see a man in a uniform. I don't care if I see him at wherever. I say, thank you for your service.
Amen.
Thank you for your service. First responders, thank you for your service. But you can be in Desert Storm, and you can be in Iraq, and you can be in World War I and II. You can have your legs blown off, your arms blown off, and all that. And I love my veterans. Maybe a veteran is listening. But if that veteran don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, John 3:3 say, except a man be born again. Y'all know the rest. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. The promise of heaven to men and women is for those who have repented of their sin and have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. See, this is what makes preaching hard.
Amen.
This is what makes it difficult. This is why my heart goes out to pastors, because this is not easy to preach.
That's all right.
Because folks don't want to hear it. Because it's difficult.
Amen.
It's difficult. And I understand it. Because I know there was a time when I didn't want to hear it neither.
Amen.
I'll never hear it. I don't want to hear that gospel stuff. I don't want to hear about what I need to do to be saved.
Right.
Okay? I didn't want to hear it.
Right.
John, in the greatest prayer in the Bible, in John 17, John starts it off in John 17, 2. John says this, Saint John, he said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life, watch this now, to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Here we go. The only true God and Jesus Christ who thou hast sent. John never separates Jesus and God. And you can't. You can't. Mark, in the Gospel of Mark, he writes this, he that believeth in what? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark 16, 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. I'm not writing this. I'm just reading it. And I try to stay as close to it as possible because I want y'all fussing with me. Okay? Just be thankful. And are you thankful? I'm thankful. Because God has made such great promises to us. And this is what he said. He made these promises. Let me look at this text one more time. Watch verse 25. And this is the promise that he had promised us. There's some great promises in the Bible. The Bible is full of great promises. Let me share some with you. And I'm not going to be as long as I thought I would be, but I don't know. I don't know. James chapter 1. This is an interesting verse because it's still talking about eternal life. And all these verses that I'm going to share with you is about eternal life, the promise of eternal life, because I see it. I see the need of it. I see the need of it. Like I say, our agency buried 12 people. We had 12 deaths in one day. And I talk to these families. And I don't hear a love for the Lord. I don't hear a love for the things of God. And I have to hold up and try to comfort them without talking about Jesus. How about that? How about that? Blessed is the man that endures temptation. How about that? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, confronted, challenged, beat on, that's what it does. That's what this walk is going to do. And we try to sugarcoat it. Like, you know, we really do. We really try to sugarcoat it. Like, follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. And, you know, if you take off like that, Dorothy then ran into some stuff. See, this is why Wizard of Oz, is that because it had so many spiritual things about it. They on the yellow brick road because some preacher said, you know, just follow the yellow brick road. They ain't telling about the monkeys. They ain't telling about that flowers and poppies they was going to run into. They didn't tell them about all that stuff. And nobody won't tell you nobody no more about what it takes to be a man or woman of God. James is talking to his church. And he says, blessed is a man or woman who endureth temptation. Deal with it. Got the right stuff. Got the power from God to do it. You can't endure temptation in your own flesh. These people is connected with God and they leaning on God. They leaning on God. They asking God to give them what it takes to get through. See, we just want to escape it. We don't want to have nothing to do with it. We just want to sidestep it. No, you got to walk through some stuff. Okay? And when he is tried, put on trial by the world. How about that? That's a legal term. When he is tried. Okay? When you get prosecuted, you get one of the prosecutors. You ain't got no evidence, but they just brought the case to him, and he gotta convict you even if you don't have nothing. After he is tried, watch this now, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised. Watch this now. So we're going to cut these verses off? I don't know. I'm not saying y'all cut them off. I'm just saying if you don't read them, you will just sit here and think that he shall receive the crown of life. We might just stop right there. But the last part of this verse is where the meat is at, which the Lord have promised to them and them only that love him. How about that?
Amen.
That's to me, that's fascinating. To them that love him. Okay? Here's Job commentating on this verse. Job, I remember Job, upright, perfect, one who feared God and eschewed evil. Job 1:8. We know about Job. So if Job was to comment on this, watch what Job says. But I won't say this because some people I just run into folks. See, like the whole world, people just quit. Quit is the first thing that comes to their mind when they have adversity, they have a child. I just quit. And you talk to people today, 30 years on the job, 25 years on the job, 20 years on the job. People, how many people Jeremy, had just quit? What happened to so-and-so? Yeah, he got it bad. The boss said something to him. He quit. They was putting him on another shift, and he quit. Come on, Jake, Jeremy. I put myself. I come home from work, working at General Motors. They said that I had a bad day at work. I quit. Come on, Jake, coming home. Jackie, the fire was too hot today. I quit. They told me to do something I didn't want to do, and I quit. And Jackie said, "What about these charge cards?" see, here's what Job says. Could you imagine Job being your granddaddy? And you go to Job and you want to quit? And Job says in Job 5:17, "Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not the chastening of the Almighty." That's what we were talking about this morning in Sunday school. We got to have that kind of response when kids come to us, our loved ones, nieces, nephews, son, daughter, grandson, kind of give them that Job 5:17. Say, Grandpa, I'm having a rough day. Listen, happy is the man who has a rough day.
Amen.
Therefore, despise not the chastening of the Almighty. Here's Peter. My God, these verses. They just pile up. Anybody ever had some gold-plated stuff? I remember one day I was going to the ball and the guy came, I got this gold chain, man. It's worth, it's gold. Look at it, it's pretty. Give me $20. I gave him $20. The next day I'm in the shower. And I'm showering. I'm like, got my coat going. I look down at my feet. I'm like, man, I must have been dirty. All that black down there. I go look in the mirror, that gold chain was black. All the gold had washed off. He didn't tell me that when he sold it to me. He didn't tell me I couldn't shower in it. See, that's that kind of faith.
Uh-huh.
That wash away. That'll wash away.
No unction.
See? No unction. No power in it. Peter writing in 1 Peter 5:4, he says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear." He gonna appear.
Amen.
I heard somebody pray it this morning. He gonna appear whether you right or wrong. You gotta still deal with him, see? And when you have to stand before the Lord, you don't wanna be fake.
Amen.
You don't wanna be gold plated.
Amen.
Okay? And when the chief shepherd shall appear, 1 Peter 5:4, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. How about that? When we get to heaven, no more dust. dusting, no more vacuums, no more mops, no more wiping down, nothing. Margaret and Ann ain't gonna have to do no more dusting and mopping when you get to heaven. Okay? See, honored folks, you can get to, you know, they give you nice trophies. You get an Oscar. You get an Emmy. You get a nice trophy. Mm-hmm. And guess what you gotta do? Tiger got all them trophies. Guess what he gotta do? Dust them. Wipe them down. Recondition them. All that. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. When you get to heaven, no dusting. No dusting. Listen, I got so much. I know. It's all right. Oh, I'm in good shape. Listen. I hear people talk about the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for it? They said they got metal in it, so they can track you. They say you're gonna have to take it, or you won't be able to shop. Hey, this is biblical stuff, ain't it? You ain't gonna be able to go to the mall. You ain't gonna be able to go to a sporting event. You ain't gonna be able to get on an airplane unless you have the vaccine. Okay? And they'll find out you had a vaccine because all they're gonna do is put the vaccine detector on you and then pick up that metal that's in you. Uh-huh. Okay? Let me tell you something. Because we'll be asked, you gonna take the vaccine? I've already taken the vaccine. And I already took the vaccine. See? I got the Jesus vaccine. See, I got the Jesus vaccine. Okay, let me give you a scripture. Somebody said, well, you know, y'all need to know this stuff. Back it up. Talk to me, Vaughn. Ephesians 1:13. Watch this now. I need a vaccine first. And in whom also you've trusted after you heard the word of truth. After you heard it, after you understand it, you understand. See, when you take the world vaccine, you don't know what you're getting.
Amen.
You didn't know. They don't even know what they're giving you.
Amen.
They still finding out stuff about the vaccine, about the virus, but they already got a vaccine. And they still finding stuff out. I was reading last week. Well, they said, a fever ain't the number one sign no more. Used to be you don't get a fever, you got a fever. No, you don't have to have a fever, you can still get it. They don't even know what's in this virus and they got a vaccine. What's that tell you? That's some crazy stuff. Okay? In whom also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth. What's the word of truth? What's the word of truth? I've been talking about it all morning. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ and God are one. You can't have a Father without the Son, and you can't have a Son without the Father, and that's the word of truth.
Amen.
The gospel of your salvation. That's the word of truth. The gospel, the good news of your salvation. You can't be saved.
Amen.
With a God that don't have a Son.
Amen.
Named Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? And if Jesus don't have is not God's son, see the two. That's the gospel. In whom also, watch this. After you believed, here's the vaccine. You were given the vaccine of the Holy Ghost of promise. Now that's not what it says. Okay. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now watch this. Yeah, there's some side effects. Yeah, there's some side effects. There's plenty of side effects. Okay, if you've got the Jesus vaccine, there's plenty of side effects. People say, well, I'm worried about the side. I'm not worried about the side effects of the Holy Ghost vaccine. Okay? See, the world, you know, we don't know what the worldly vaccine side effects may be. Mm-hmm. Suicidal thoughts. That's what they tell you with the written stuff on TV. You take this and you may have suicidal thoughts. You may have diarrhea. You may whatever. Let me tell you. Here's some Holy Ghost side effects. Galatians 5:22. You gotta have these now. Here's the side effects. But the fruit of the Spirit, or the side effects of receiving the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long suffering. How about that one? That, you know, Sylvia, that's patience. I think it's one of the greatest side effects there is. The ability to suffer long. Think about that. Think about what we're suffering with right now. Okay? Think about it. I think about my grandbaby, and I think about honesty. I got honesty here. I think about honesty, and they talking about, they're gonna take honesty and put her somewhere where I don't want her to go. I gotta suffer with that. I gotta suffer with the fact that the future. What's the future gonna look like for my grandbaby? I can't imagine that Jake don't have these thoughts all the time. What's this world gonna be like in 15 years for my babies? Amen. Think about that. And you got the same. We deal with this stuff. Long suffering. And I believe there's an element in long suffering is the ability to communicate with a holy God who's able to comfort us. To comfort us. But then there ought to be a desperation in us also to make sure that our loved ones know Jesus Christ. Amen. Side effects: gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Against such. That's God. That's how He operates. That's His vaccine. That's His vaccine. Let me give you just a little bit here about Jesus. And I'm going to close. I'm going to close. Jesus Christ. And I've been on this. I'm going to stay on it all day. Christ is the only source of eternal life. How many times have I said that? That's so important. That's so important. And in the absence of it, I can hear resonating in me. And I've been going to church constantly for years now. In the absence of preaching sheer Jesus Christ, I've missed it. And I see now in the world we live in is the importance of it. It's so important that we preach Jesus. Watch what John says again. And a lot of John today. A lot of John. He was called the disciple of love. Okay? John 5:10-12. Watch. He that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself. How about that? It's living in us. It's living in John. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son, Jesus Christ. John loved Jesus Christ. And this is the record. Somebody was, see, I always say that. And this is the record. John answered the questions for these folks. Somebody might have waved their hand at John and said, "What is the record?" I can see myself. That's how I was when I was in school. I had a question. And but John says, and because he believed not the record that God gave his Son, my hand's going to go up. What is the record? That's how I study. This is the record. This is the record. John answers his own question. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And don't want to stop there. And this life, this eternal life, is in his Son. And he that hath the Son have life. And he that have not the Son of God have not life. You see why John was on the island of Patmos? You see, Revelation 1:9 said, "I, John, was on the island of Patmos for preaching the word of truth." People still don't want to hear it. You're not going to be pastoring 10,000 people preaching that.
Amen.
Folks don't want to hear it. Folks don't want to be charged. They don't want to be confronted. And really, they don't really want to be saved. And we just water it down. Let me see. That's a little hard. Let me spice it up. You know what we do? Remember, I used to say that about Rita would make the potato salad. She'd go to Sam's Club, get the potato salad, then she would doctor it up, put some eggs and onions in, make it taste better. And see, this is what we try to do with the Word of God. We don't want to be confrontational, so you said that. We water it down. We make it easy on the ears because we don't want these unsaved folks that's given hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars to this ministry to sit. To find another preacher that's willing to water it down.
Amen.
So we want to keep them happy.
Amen.
Tell them they all going to heaven. Watch this. Verse 13 of that same chapter. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Wow. What if you were there and you didn't believe? What's he saying to you? Get yourself together. Because you won't have eternal life. And if you don't have eternal life, what do you have? Yeah, you have something. And that they may believe in the name of the God, of the Son of God. See, John, he didn't cut no corners. Last verse, maybe. Another one that we sometimes don't really examine. Sylvia said something this morning when we was teaching and we was learning and they trying to tell you, the Pentecostals trying to tell you, if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to heaven without the Holy Ghost. So really what they're saying is, if you don't speak in tongues, you're going to hell. I don't see that nowhere. I don't read that nowhere. Nobody can convince me that if I need to speak in a language that I don't know and don't understand to go to heaven, when John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. And I don't see tongues in that. You cannot find tongues in that, John 3:16. Okay? If you're going to heaven, if any of us are going to heaven, it's because we what? Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And died for our sins and rose from the grave on the third day. That's it. Jesus would have told me if I didn't speak in tongues.
Amen.
He would have. He would have said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him and speak in tongues,
amen,
shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what he would have said.
Amen.
He didn't say it. He said, I don't have to do that. He said, I have to believe. Oh, y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word. Jesus said this. Watch this now. John 10:7. He says, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Yes.
Okay? I'm the door. You know other doors. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. See? See, the thieves and robbers say you got to speak in tongues. You got to tithe. You can't miss a service. You gotta wear a suit to tie to church every day. I mean, you. That's what the thieves and robbers say. Really, what the thieves and robbers mean in this sense is they teach you the wrong stuff. Okay? Then he says in verse 9, he reiterates and says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Amen.
Okay? Hey, I'm the only door. Okay? Verse 10. The thief, the false professor, the false teacher, come not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Okay? All that's part of the message, because if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the only door to heaven, all other doors lead to hell.
Amen.
I am come that they might have life. How about that? And that they might have it more abundantly. That's Jesus. The only door, the only way to heaven. Last verse, for sure. Jesus, I love this story. Jesus is a bad man. See, I say that all the time. I think Jake and Jerry, y'all understand what I was. Jesus is bad. There's no way I could follow. I turned on this dude on TV the other day because I'm at the nursing home, so I'm going through the channels. And this dude, Derek Prince or something, he's a young guy, and he's all black, got hair all down in his face, and I couldn't distinguish whether it was a man or a woman. And I turned it off immediately because I didn't pass the eye test. Check him out and see if you can watch him, okay? And I don't even know what he might have had a good word. He didn't pass the eye test.
Amen.
Okay? To me, Jesus was bad.
Amen.
He was a warrior, he was a fighter, he was a brawler, he was a radical, he was a militant. They didn't kill him because he was nice. They didn't crucify him because he followed all the rules and he went along with anything and he preached a watered down, compromised gospel. They killed him because he preached the truth. And they killed all the apostles save John, who they put on the island of Patmos, because they preached the truth.
Yes. Amen.
So Jesus, in our last story of the day, here's Jesus. He already heard the news. He already heard that Lazarus had died. And he heard it and he purposely waited 4 days. Okay? And then he arrived. This is a great story. I sat there and I was like, this is a great story. And so he arrives. And they all come running to him. John 11 and 21 is where I pick up at. And Martha, busy Martha. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I'm God. Wait a minute. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. That's a fascinating story. Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Huh? Who you talking to? Jesus is a bad dude. Watch this now. Let me read 24 again, because this had to lead up to it. Martha said unto him, I know that he should rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Everybody gonna rise then. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yes, yes.
That ain't no chump talking. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? How about that? How about that? And I say this, and I just pray my wife hearing this, because we had a neighbor die last week. I ain't dying. You might go call city. Oh, I heard your husband died. No, my husband ain't died. What y'all talking about? He shall never die. How about that? How about that? How about that? Somebody go, you don't heard y'all pastor died. Pastor ain't done. He never gonna die. That's assurance, ain't it? He never gonna die. Ain't gonna die. Listen, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe. Here we go. Here we go. Sometimes you gotta get shooken up. He had to shake Martha up. Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. How about that? Sound like Peter, don't it? Whom do men say that I am? And Peter says the same thing. And we need to say the same thing. And somebody come down and say, who is Jesus? Jesus Christ is the Christ. How about this? He is the Christ, the Son of God, meaning the Messiah, which should come into the world. Which should come into the world. How do I get saved? Pastor, I want to get saved. Somebody may be on listening on sermon audio, listening on Facebook. I need to get saved. I need to have that. I need to have that kind of faith. How do I get it? Listen, you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's it. That's it. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Paul would say it like this. Paul would say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. For the Jew first, then the Greek, then the Greek. And since I've been gone 2 weeks, I'll be remiss not to give y'all John 3:16. I'm going to start at verse 14. Now I'm closing for real. Okay? I'm closing for real. Watch this, though. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth, that's it, in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Everlasting life. Well, I got so much more. Precious Lord, thank you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power of God's word in their lives, Father God. Father God, somebody may not have the faith to believe. Father God, give them the faith to believe. Amen. You said in your word, for by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself. This is a gift of God. We can't work it up. We need to get on our knees and say, God, give me the faith to believe. Give me what that man is talking about. I want to believe. I want to believe. I want to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that died for my sins and rose from the grave. Father, give me the faith to believe that. That's not hard. That's not easy to believe. Father, thank you for this church. Thank you, Father God, for folks watching and listening. Father God, bless somebody. Amen. Not with a new car. Not with jewelry. Amen. Don't even bless them with health before you bless them with salvation.
Amen.
Father God, save a sick soul, Father God, right now. Father God, touch those who have COVID, who are at home, maybe struggling with it. Father God, make sure they're saved first.
Yes.
Save them first, Father God. Give them the faith to believe first. Then if it's your will, touch their bodies. Heal them. Touch them in a mighty way.
Yeah.
Let me thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.